You're listening to WNJC 1360 AM in Washington Township, New Jersey. Also on the web, WNJC1360.com. We're a Forsyth Broadcasting Company.
Sue Thompson always makes me smile. I know a little lady who's a great big record star. In country music, her friends are near and far. She was born in Missouri as Eva Sue McKee. Then she moved out to California, started singing on TV. Oh, Sue Thompson always makes me smile. Appeared in cabaret. Then she cut some hit records in Nashville, USA. And that special voice, like a grown-up little girl, brought her fortune and fame all around the world. Whoa, Sue.
That was a very interesting recording by a gentleman named Alan O'Day, dedicated to the lady of the hour, who's going to be spending 1 hour with me and you. And I want to say a big welcome to Sue Thompson. Are you out there, Sue?
I sure am, Ronnie. How are you?
I am fine. And how's things in Pahrump, Nevada?
Hot.
Hot.
Very hot. I think we're going to get maybe 116 today.
I hope not. Well, we'll try to cool off right now.
Okay.
That was Alan O'Day that opened up the show. It was a birthday present to you. He's a well-known songwriter and a good friend of yours, I understand. Correct, Sue? You've known him for years?
Yeah, that's right. He's been a wonderful friend.
Well, he had something to say to you. He recorded this just for me and just for this show. So let's listen to what he has to say.
Hey, Sue, okay. This is Alan O'Day. Well, some people know me for the songs Undercover Angel, Angie Baby, and Rock and Roll Heaven, but you remember me before my songwriting successes. Think back to the 60s, a trio of crazy young musicians helping you entertain our troops in Germany, Spain, and the Far East, and you'll get a clear picture of a kid with an electric piano and a great big smile standing on the stage with you. I knew how to sing and play, but I had a little trouble adjusting to the road of life. You were always nice to me, always encouraging, always respectful. And as the years have gone by, I've grown to be able to give you back just a little of that precious love and support. We're both very lucky to have had success in the music biz, but I know you measure your success in a more personal way, in day-to-day caring and friendship to your family and friends, both human and animal. Sue, you're a star. I love you. Bye for now.
He loves you, Sue, and a lot of other people love you. Did you hear what he said? Wasn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
There's not much you can say after that.
Oh, that's right. God bless that little guy.
We have a situation where your fans are going to be able to call in, and we already have one person on the phone right now, and this is the first time I've ever done this in my life, so I hope it works, and I'm going to ask Wes. Please talk as loud as you can, but don't scream. Say hello to Sue Thompson.
Good afternoon, Sue. You'll have to excuse me, but I'm shaking like a leaf here, I swear to God.
Oh, Well, me too.
I'm just so nervous, you know. But I want to tell you, I love your music. I love your voice, and I have for many years.
Oh, thank
you.
That's
you know, the first time I ever heard your voice was on your very first Hickory 45, and it wasn't a big hit, but it should have been. And I'm talking about Angel.
You know, it's very funny that Wes happens to mention Angel, because that's the one that I'm going to lead off the show with right now. This is the recording that came right before Sad Movie. Make Me Cry. Here's Sue Thompson. That was Angel, and Sue Thompson. Beautiful song.
I love that song, too. I think it's really sweet.
Wes, we want to thank you for asking me to play that.
Or
suggesting it.
You're welcome, Ronnie.
I'm
such a thrill out of saying hello to Sue Thompson after all these years, you know?
Thank you so very much. Thank
Sue,
you.
I really enjoyed saying hello to you.
Thank you, Wes.
Okay.
Well, we got to move along because we only have 1 hour today. We want to get to all of your big hits. And the first one that was a big hit, and by the way, I am going to give the phone number here if you would like to call and speak to Sue Thompson. And I know it ends in 1360. It's 856. What?
227.
856-227-1360 if you want to talk to Sue and myself on the air. You probably just want to talk to Sue, but that's okay. Just don't tell me that. 856-227-1360 to talk to Sue Thompson. Sue's very first hit was a song called Sad Movies Make Me Cry. And how did that come about? Angel was your first recording on Hickory.
Right.
Who wrote Sad Movies Make Me Cry?
John D. Loudermilk. He's really an extraordinary writer. I love all the stuff that he's done.
John D. Loudermilk has written so many other hits as well as Sad Movies. One of his best known ones was Indian Reservation, which hit number one for Paul Revere and the Raiders, originally done by a gentleman named Don Farden. He also wrote Tobacco Road and had his own hit with Language of Love, which I understand you also recorded, Sue, right? Is that correct?
I did. It's a really cute song, and that John is a genius, actually. And he has a way of putting himself in the in the position of whoever he's writing about. You know, he's an Indian, he's a gunman, he's a little teenage girl. He's just wonderful when he writes.
He's everything. And
yeah.
And I actually had the pleasure of talking to him off the air yesterday, and it was really a pleasure to do so.
I bet that was.
Yes. Now, he wrote Sad Movies Make Me Cry. He told me he wrote it for you, actually. Did he play it for you? Did he do a demo?
Let's see. They did a demo of it before I got there, I believe, before I came down to Nashville. I usually recorded all these songs in Nashville. Fine musicians, great people to work with, and I fell in love with that song. And I brought it home and learned it, and I played it over and over again because he did such a good job on it. I loved it.
It's such a wonderful song. We're going to listen to it right now, Sue. Here it is, Sue Thompson, Sad Movies Make Me Cry. Deep voice at the end of that record.
That's one of the most famous people in Nashville who do recordings. God, you would ask me the right now.
Look at this. Look at what I do. Here Sue is nice enough to do a show with me, and I immediately ask her a question, and I trap her.
That's the group that worked behind Presley all the time.
Maybe it's J.D. Sumner. Maybe.
Yeah.
Sad Movies, a lot of great musicians on that, including Floyd, Kramer, and others. Now, we got a phone caller. What's your name, sir?
Don Larson.
Don Larson. Say hello to Sue Thompson.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Sue. Hi.
Don, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from San Marcos, California, North County, San Diego.
Sue, Don is a fan of yours.
Really?
Yep, he loves your music. Don, you have a question for Sue, or just wanted to say hi?
Are you able to tell us where you are calling from today? What state?
Nevada.
She's in Nevada. That's where she is.
Oh, you're not that far from me.
Oh.
Oh, no, that's right. And I used to work down in your area a lot.
Oh, okay,
when I was doing
cool.
television in L.A. and all that
yeah.
good stuff.
Well, I'm originally from Chicago, but we moved out here 12 years ago, just about 12 years.
Do you have a family?
Yes. Our daughter is married 7 years, and we have a granddaughter who we just celebrated her first birthday back in Chicago.
Aww.
A little more than a week ago. We were back there.
Don, I really appreciate you calling in, and we are really grateful that you're listening to this. Just mention very, very quickly the name of your... You have a website called Time Out of Mind, www.timeoutofmind. You were telling me this, .com. And people can visit that. And I'm not going to go into what's on there, but you might see a mention of Ronnie Allen in conjunction with somebody named Janie Grant. Don, thank you again for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We're going to get to Norman, Sue, because that was your biggest hit. As big as Sad Movies was, Norman was even bigger. And there's an interesting thing about Norman. Boots Randolph is on this record, the great saxophone player who just passed away recently. But what's unusual about Boots Randolph on Norman? He wasn't playing saxophone, right?
That's right. You want me to say what he was playing?
He was playing the tuba, the xylophone. He was playing the kazoo. No, what was he playing? What was he playing, Sue?
He was playing the trombone.
The trombone.
He had two trombones already, and they said, well, we need another trombone in there.
So,
and
there you go.
Yeah, Boots raised his hand and said, I play trombone.
One thing about Norman that's interesting, John D. Loudermilk wrote the song and presented it to you, and you liked the song, but you didn't want to do it. That's what I heard. You didn't want to do Norman. Why didn't you want to do Norman?
Because I felt I couldn't do it justice. My delivery was so slow in those days, and I was scared that I couldn't do it as good as John did. And... but it worked out beautifully, and I'm eternally grateful, let's say, to John D. Loudermilk for all the wonderful songs he's written.
Well, this is one of the best he's written. Sue Thompson and Norman. That's Norman. We're going to move right along to James. Hold the ladder steady. You went with Norman. But unfortunately, I don't know why this happened, but I mean, next thing we know, you're asking James to hold the ladder steady because you wanted to marry him. What happened with Norman?
Oh, he just went by the wayside, and he still showed up every now and then. And, of course, the song was written about James because it was a good follow-up for Norman. When I do the songs on stage, I usually use the same tempo, and I just turn around and raise my thumb, and they go up a half a step, and we got James.
Did you actually dump Norman? Just between you and me.
No, not really. No?
No?
He still hung around.
You were still friends?
Yeah.
But you eloped. You eloped with James.
With James.
Okay. Well, I hope you at least invited Norman to the wedding.
Yes. Well, he stood outside the window.
Another John D. Loudermilk song, and we're going to listen to it right now. This is Sue Thompson and James. Hold the ladder steady.
Let's dedicate this next record to my daughter, Jenny. She's very much into tigers, whether they're paper tigers or Bengal tigers or any kind of tigers. So it's time to growl right now. You had a few records, Sue, that didn't become big hits, and then you said the John D. Loudermilk. You said in no uncertain terms, John, I need another hit. And he came up with Paper Tiger. Now, there's one particular line in this song that I know you love especially. You know what I'm talking about? A line that you could sink your teeth into?
That's right. Quit beating your chest and acting like you're gonna bite a big hole out of me. Thank you.
Did John D. Loudermilk actually write, "Here, kitty, kitty, kitty," or did you just improvise that?
No, that was me.
Oh, okay. Just at the session.
Being facetious.
Yeah. Before we go any further, and we're going to hear a couple of duet recordings that you did with two very talented people in the country music field. First of all, Sue, I want to ask you to tell us a little bit about your family. And I understand, let me just, before I ask a specific question about your children, one of your grandchildren is a very well-known athlete. Is that true, Sue Thompson?
Yes, it is. And let me tell you real quick, if you are in around a newsstand that has Dig magazine, D-I-G, or in a bookstore, the bookstores carry this. This edition has my kids in it, Carrie Walsh and Casey Jennings, and you just, there are all kinds of little things that you can learn from them. But they're doing really great. Carrie's a fabulous gold medal winner.
Well, what sport does Carrie execute in, so to speak? She's a volleyball player, right?
Is it it's beach
volleyball?
Volleyball, yeah.
Right.
Both of them.
That's just incredible. So I never knew until recently that Carrie Walsh was, in fact, your granddaughter.
Well, she is now. Yeah, the kids got married a couple of years ago.
I see how it happened. That's wild. That's an interesting story. Tell us about your children.
My kids.
Your kids. They're grown, but your kids. You're right.
My daughter is a fantastic teacher in the high school here in Pahrump, and she's just looking forward to being able to do a few more years, and then she's going to cut it out. But she's really great, and the kids love her. And my son is a record producer. This past year he was nominated for two of the older records that he had done with Elton John, and he revised them and took a lot of the noisy music out and softened it up and put some beautiful strings in the background. It's great. And his name is Greg Penny.
Okay.
Daughter's name is Julie.
Right.
And I have three other grandchildren that are coming up fast. Greg's daughter is 22 now, and she's a great singer. And my other little grandson is now 16, and he's not little anymore. Fabulous musician. Yeah. He's 6'4".
Okay.
And
so don't mess with him, folks.
And right. And Greg has a little boy who's 3 now.
Okay.
And his name is Cosmo.
Cosmo?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Cosmo.
And
well,
he's a fabulous little kid, too.
Well, I think we covered everybody. I hope so.
I have two more grandchildren.
Oh, we guess we didn't. Okay, well, mention them quickly.
Great grandchildren. Juliana.
Yeah.
And Dallas. The little boy's name is Dallas, and the little girl's name is Juliana.
Okay. Well, you all know Dallas. That was a TV show, and it's also a football team. And Juliana is Juliana. There you go.
What I'm about.
All right. Right now, we're going to switch gears. Again, if you want to call Sue, feel free to call in. We may be able to take a few more calls, but we only got about 22 minutes. Believe it or not, we only got 22 minutes left in the show.
I can't believe time goes so fast.
It does.
When we're having fun, huh?
Right, or when you're unconscious. Both ways, actually. Now, Sue, I gotta tell you, your solo records are great, but what a lot of people don't realize who are pop music fans is that you also had a successful country music career as well. It always surprised me that Sad Movies Makes Me Cry never made the country chart. That should have. It was definitely like a country song.
Right.
But in the 70s, you were singing with a couple of very well-known country music recording artists. One of them was a gentleman named Bob Luman, and he had a hit record on the pop chart called Let's Think About Living. People remember that from the early 60s.
Written by Boudlow and Felice.
Easy for you to say so. Written by Boudlow and Felice Bryant. But right now we're going to listen to just a little bit of something that I found. I Like Your Kind of Love, and this is Bob Luman and You. And this is a song that originally was done by Andy Williams.
Honey, babe.
Uh-huh.
Honey, babe.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, babe. I like your kind of love. Yeah. Honey, babe. I like the way that you walk by. Swing your eyes. I like your kind of love.
That's good, baby, that's good.
Every night, I like the way you beg for more and linger there outside the door. I like your kind of love.
That's good, baby, that's good.
Well, well, well. Ain't it swell? Can't repeat like you do. You make my every dream come true. I like your kind of love.
That's good, baby, that's good.
Honey, babe.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, honey, babe.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, honey, babe. I like your kind of love. Ooh, honey, babe. I like the way you wear your clothes. My love for you just grows and grows. I like your kind of love. Honey, you know I do. When you're near, you don't know what you do to me. And that's the way it ought to be. I like your kind of love. Honey, you know I do. Don't you know who I am? Love you so. Can't you see that you're for me? Honey, babe, I like the way you hold my hand to make me know you understand. I like your kind of love. Honey, you know I do. Honey, babe. Ooh, honey, babe. Mmm, honey, babe.
I Like Your Kind of Love by Sue Thompson and Bob Luman.
Luman.
Bob Luman. Mr. Luman himself had a lot of country hits and Let's Think About Living on the pop chart. Let's talk about Don Gibson. Don Gibson was a successful singer and songwriter. He had his own huge top 10 record called Oh Lonesome Me. He had Blue Blue Day and Sea of Heartache. And he also had a lot of records on the country chart. And he did some recordings with you, Don Gibson. You did quite a few.
Yes, we did two albums together.
This is a song called The Good Old Fashioned Country Love. You know who wrote it by any chance?
I think Don did it. He was such a good writer, and I really enjoyed that little song. It's hard for me to remember always because so many of those kids down in Nashville, terrific writers, but I believe he did that one.
This is Don Gibson and Sue Thompson, Good Old Fashioned Country Love.
A good old-fashioned country love, like a city never knew. They talk about it, brag about it, sing about it too. A good old-fashioned country love, we can have it too. Kitchen door, I've been hunting squirrels all day.
We stayed together cause we played together. That's the good old country way.
My mama had it, daddy had it. It ain't nothing new.
A good old fashioned country love, like a city you never knew.
They talk about it, brag about it, sing about it too.
A good old fashioned country love, we can have it too. Church in a country town, filled with sounds of love. Mama Mary, my daddy there, blessed by the Lord above.
A country love of a country girl and a source of a country boy. It's like blue flowers in the coffee can, you can't find that no more.
My mama had it, my daddy had it,
it ain't nothing new. Good old-fashioned country love, like the city never knew.
They talk about it, brag about it, sing about it too.
A good old-fashioned country love, we can have it too. We can have it too.
Good old-fashioned country love. Sue, were you going to just say something to me? Is it something you were going to...
I was going to say, my husband just reminded me that on his side of the family, I have three beautiful grandchildren and several great-grandchildren. But Brian is 16, and Lindsay is, about 20? And who's Lindsay? Quick. Ashley. Ashley, and then the kids, they're little kids, and I don't know them well. I got Brian.
I opened up Pandora's box here, because you see what the problem is, folks? If she leaves out one person, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
She's not in trouble, but I'm in trouble, because I'm the one that caused it.
That's okay. We'll get to them next time.
Yeah, I'm just looking in the studio here. There's a picture of Ronald Reagan, and it says, make my day. And I have a feeling that if I keep opening up Pandora's box, Sue Thompson's going to make my day. So we got a great song. What's Wrong, Bill? Is this another one by JDL, Mr. Loudermilk? Did he write this one? What's Wrong, Bill? Or maybe...
You know, I can't remember whether that was a John or...
Well, maybe it's on here. Hold on a second. Yes, he did write it.
I thought he did because that's the kind of song John writes. Like a young girl, you know?
Yep. We're going to listen to it right now. John D. Loudermilk's song.
I love that.
What's
song.
Wrong, Bill? Beautiful ballad.
Yeah.
They just bought me a brand new evening dress for tonight. Oh, you'll like it, Bill. Oh, I know you will. But now you're calling to say you can't make it tonight. Oh, tell me, Bill, you're just kidding. What's wrong, Bill? Can't you get the car, Bill? It's really not that far, Bill. Oh, I love you so. Now, what's wrong, Bill? Are you just broke, Bill? Oh, I pray and hope, Bill. Somebody new. just said again that you can't even come by the house I'll try and build. But I'm crying, Bill. What's wrong, Bill? Can't you get the car, Bill? Really not that far, dear. Oh, I love you so. Now, what's wrong, Bill? Are you just broke, Bill? Oh, I pray and hope, Bill, you
What was wrong, Bill? Tell the world. What did you ever find out? What was wrong, Bill?
Yeah, I think he was ducking his obligation.
Boudlow and Felice Bryant wrote great songs for the Everly Brothers, such as Bye Bye Love, Wake Up Little Susie, All I Have to Do Is Dream, which was actually written by Boudlow by himself, and many, many others. Also wrote Let's Think About Living. We're going to play Willie Ken, another one of your boyfriends. Right, so who's Willie?
Right. He's a friend of Boudlow Bryant's.
Part that I really like in that record is Willie, there's a moon, oh Willie.
Hey, you've got it all down, haven't you? You remember those little cute little things.
Yeah, that was one of the things that really made me always remember that particular record.
Yeah, I'm glad you do. It was a hit in England before, for some years before. I can't remember the girl's name, but Boudlow really liked that song, and it was really cutie.
We're going to try to squeeze in 9 little teardrops in just a moment, and then we're going to close with a very special song, which to me will always be be your signature song in addition to Norman. Just a quick question from a listener who emailed me. Tom Deal wanted to know, Sue, do you pick your own material generally, or do you have others pick it, or is it a combination?
No, it's a combination. Usually they, like with Ache of Rose in Nashville, they would be waiting for me to arrive, and then they would line up a whole bunch of songs and try to see if we could all agree on them.
Okay, so it's a collaborative effort, so to speak.
You bet.
We're going to hear one that I have never heard before called Nine Little Teardrops, and it may have been the flip side of one of your hits. You're not sure, though, right?
No, I think it was.
Okay, well, maybe it was. Maybe you already have it, folks, but even if you don't, you're going to hear it right now. Here it is. Karen, say hello to Sue Thompson.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
We're going to play one more record, but before we play it, I want to acknowledge the next show that's going to be on the air. It's a gentleman named Vinnie Martell. He's going to rock America. He rocked America back in the 60s. He was a member of Vanilla Fudge, and that was not just a flavor of ice cream or whatever, but it was also a huge rock band. They had You Keep Me Hanging On. That was the remake of Diana.
That was wonderful.
Yeah. So listen, we've run out of time, and I want to play this one in its entirety. So in about 10 or 15 seconds, could you just say goodnight to all of your fans or whatever? And
Yes, I do thank everybody who called in, and everybody who's buying records,
yeah,
and everybody who remembers those records. Thank you so much. And I love you so, and I hope we'll visit again.
We're going to close, so thank you so much. We're going to close with Have a Good Time, written by Boudlow and Felice Bryant. And Sue, I can't thank you enough for the time and also for all the music you've provided over the years. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ronnie.
And we're going to close with this song right now. Have a good time. You have a good night, everybody.
Game with your new love. I'm heart.